This is Wade Matthew with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Petting animals is known to lower blood pressure and cholesterol. There's now a Pets Unstressing Passengers, or PUP, program at Los Angeles International Airport. Yale Med School has Finn the therapy dog, and the University of Minnesota has a crew of animals, including a full-feathered chicken. Study of African agricultural land grabbing is finding that a fairly small number of farmers now own a large portion, and many of them are coming from the urban middle class of public servants. In Ghana, 38% of agrarian land is farms of 5 to 100 hectares, Zambia 52%, and in Kenya and Malawi, medium-sized farms collectively take up more land than larger ones. The Arat Foundation, a human rights group in Pakistan, reports that a bill in 2004 to prevent so-called honor killings there was severely mutilated, and reformers proposed in 2015 that would have made honor killers serve at least 7 years, even if pardoned, have gone nowhere. In December 2012, Sambath Somphone, a campaigner for farmers' rights in Laos, who had publicly challenged rural land use concessions to businesses, was stopped at a police post, put in the back of a pickup truck, and has not been heard from since. In Thailand, two Thais were convicted of posting anti-monarchy messages on Facebook and received jail terms of 28 and 30 years. More than 50 people spent some time in jail in June for lese majeste, or slander to the king. One-third of methane emissions in the U.S. can be traced to the natural gas industry. An estimated 2.7% of gas flowing through America's aging infrastructure leaks out of wells, pipelines, and storage tanks, or seeps directly into the air. Men and women perceive female faces with makeup as more attractive than those without, but men see such faces as more prestigious, and women see them as more dominant. In little-known facts, fat airline passengers are treated more kindly by African-American flight attendants. French doctors have proposed that anorexia is less about the fear of getting fat than the pleasure of getting thin. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.